Hi, and welcome to episode 129 of the RP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. UKG kicked off the week by providing a business update for the first quarter of fiscal 2024 ending December 31st, 2024. Chris Todd, CEO at UKG, reflected on the quarter, stating, "We doubled the ARR from $1 million plus deals compared to last year. We also hosted our largest ever Aspire customer conference. Conference debuts included UKG Bright, its AI-powered assistant that uses generative AI to help guide employees, people managers, and HR leaders, the availability of UKG Great Place to Work Hub to transform HR metrics into opportunities, UKG Pro Benefits Hub for a new modern benefits experience, and UKG OneView to help multinational organizations manage their entire workforce with a consistent experience. This is a testament to UKG's growth over the last year and the commitment to their people mission as they continue to provide even greater user experiences and technology to empower their users. In other news, this week was headlined with tools to enhance and automate data utilization and evaluation. First, Oracle announced the general availability of Oracle Globally Distributed Autonomous Database, giving customers control over their data distribution and data placement policies through Oracle's proven sharding technology. This enables organizations to automatically distribute and store data across the globe in many physical locations, transparently to applications. With this approach, Oracle enables customers to obtain the highest possible levels of scalability and availability, address data sovereignty requirements, and benefit from autonomous operations, significantly reducing costs to their customers. Then, Salesforce announced the Data Cloud Spring 24 release, which includes new innovations to make data in Data Cloud more usable across Salesforce's CRM applications and platform services. Product releases include the general availability of Model Builder, a no-code, low-code way for companies to build their own predictive AI models trained on their Data Cloud data, the release of Data Cloud for Industries enhancements to allow customers to leverage pre-built connectors, data models, calculated insights, and data kits to power industry-specific AI, automation, and workflows, and Salesforce's new Data Cloud Triggered Flows enhancements, helping automate business processes based on a change in a data point from across all Data Cloud data sources, and much more. Finally, SAP announced new capabilities in the SAP DataSphere solution, including generative AI features, transformed enterprise planning through simplified data landscapes, and more intuitive data interaction. As part of this announcement, SAP's generative AI copilot, Joule, is now coming to the SAP Analytics Cloud solution to automate the creation and development of reports, dashboards, plans, and more, while expanding their partnership with Collibra to integrate Collibra's AI governance with SAP data assets. Additionally, SAP introduced the SAP DataSphere Knowledge Graph to help organizations discover hidden insights and patterns alongside the integration with SAP Analytics Cloud to offer a single data management system and advanced analytics. Oracle, Salesforce, and SAP continue to offer innovative solutions by harnessing the power of AI, large language models, and machine learning, especially in the tools customers use to harness their data. By making advanced functionality more user-friendly, customers can automate the way they look at data and derive deeper insights from their analysis. Thanks for tuning in to the ERP Minute. We are always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week.